Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Fans of the National Football League team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, welcome once again to another thrilling episode of the Steelers Hangover. My name is Brian Anthony Davis from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I found this guy a few years ago from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com as well. His name is Tony DeFio. We are brothers from another black and gold mother. And I got to tell you, we are ready to roll and talk Steelers once again. Yes, we should be hungover from a Steeler victory in the playoffs against the Buffalo Bills and talking about the Steelers playing the Kansas City Chiefs. We are not. That's not the hangover because of last week, but there's still a hangover to go around. And with all of the Steelers news and everything that happened on Thursday alone, and then on Saturday even more, there is so much to talk about when you talk about your black and gold Men of Steel. So that's what we're going to do today. Thank you for everybody who is checking us out, whether it be live on YouTube or on Facebook, or if you are checking us out as well. Now, a programming note, you might notice that this is not 5 p.m. Eastern. It's a little bit later because of stuff in our personal lives. We did have to go ahead and move it. We're probably going to be going in the 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time hour going forward. With that being said, thanks for everybody that is hanging out with us. AJ Gavin Anthony wants to know, why is it still called the Hangover? Well, there's plenty to still be hungover from. We did change it last year to the Q&A, but I'm toying keeping it as the Hangover right now as we speak. We're changing the names of some show. I haven't really decided yet. We're going to see how it goes, but I'm still hungover, Tony, aren't you?
I certainly am. And Steelers Hangover, Q&A, whatever you want to call it, it's still us. So, I mean, you know.
Basically.
It's the same thing. But I am still hungover. It's been, 8 days now? Woo!
That's a bender.
That's a bender. I need some help, I think.
The off-season bender. You know, we are children of the 80s, Tony. You and I, we grew up in the 80s. So we can even call it Steeler D&D.
There you go.
Not as dorky, Dragons, right? Hey, we might be more dorky than Dungeons and Dragons, but that's okay. I'm cool with that. I recognize that.
I played that.
Yeah, did you really?
I think I did in the early 80s. I was never obsessed with it, but I remember playing it. I think it was on Intellivision.
You know, I think it would have been cool to they had a video game version of it. I didn't know that.
That's really cool. It could have been, it might have been something else, but who knows? It was 38 years ago.
Well, as a huge fan of Stranger Things, I gotta tell you, I know it's coming back. My kids actually started playing it as well. So I'm seeing a lot of people in the live chat. Great friends in the live chat. Glad to hear from you. Remember, if you want to throw in a super chat, feel free. That puts you to the top of the queue. And if you're on Facebook and you're still learning what we've got going on here, hey, just go ahead, chime in. We love to have you as a part of our Steeler family, and we are absolutely a Pittsburgh Steelers Behind the Steel Curtain family. We love having you all here, and it's great. It's the off season, and we have a lot of people watching us live, and there's no games going on. That's awesome. There are games, and we're going to talk about that. But we're going to talk about it with a D&D Tony and Brian spin. We're going to talk about the games yesterday and on Saturday. Look, I'm happy. I'm not one of those guys that says, all right, the Steelers are gone. Let's go ahead and root for the AFC North. Nope, not me. That's not my style. Are you like that, Tony?
Never to North. Never to North. Other than the Steelers. I just can't. I have a good friend who's a Patriots fan who's cheering for the Bills. I'm like, what are you talking about? How could you cheer for the Bills? Like, I mean, I could see us cheering for the Bills, but he's a Patriots fan cheering for the Bills. I can never cheer for the Ravens or the Browns or the Bengals in the playoffs.
Yeah, I really can't either. It was hard enough for me to root for the Chiefs yesterday, but I was rooting hard for the Chiefs, and I thought that was going to end with a Cleveland Browns victory, and I would have been despondent. I would have not been able to handle that because I'm not buying what the Browns are selling. I don't think they're a classy team. I feel everything Travis Kelce said about the Browns shouting, this is what we do, this is what we do, when they knocked Pat Mahomes out of the game with a concussion. Excuse me, Patrick. I'm sorry, Mrs. Mahomes. I know it's Patrick. I have to do that. But, you know, I'm just not a fan of the Cleveland Browns. In fact, I'm starting to abhor them more than I hate the Ratbirds of Baltimore and the Cincinnati Bengals. That's just me.
Right. Yeah.
So, go ahead, Tony.
Well, no, I just, in reference to Mahomes, it just shows you how unstable and flimsy life can be in the NFL. I mean, if the Chiefs don't have him next week, I mean, I'd give them the lowest odds of advancing to the Super Bowl of all four teams. It's just, I hope, hopefully he comes back just for the sake of the NFL because, you know, he's the face of the league now, and you hate to see the Chiefs lose their best player on the eve of the AFC Championship game.
Absolutely. I don't know whether he's going to play or not. I talked to a concussion specialist today just because I was at the doctor for something else and for my knee. And yeah, he and I have turf toe, and he said, you're not starting on Sundays, so you're 49. You're going to be okay. It's not going to be that big of a deal. I said, but it took out Jack Lambert, you know?
That's right.
But he was like, no, you're okay. And then what he said, you know, like I specialize in concussions too. I'm like, all right, we got to talk about Patrick Mahomes. So if I was going to pay a $40 copay, man, I'm getting some sports talk out of this. And he said, you know what? The thing with him, it just depends whether it's his neck or, I mean, but they have so many people monitoring him. They have so many things they could do to get him back out there, to get him through that concussion protocol, things that we don't have. So it was really interesting, the conversation we had. I want to talk a little bit more about that. I know this is not a super chat. I want to bring this up before I lose this. And Jeremy N. Brinkley says, I'm afraid us and the Bungles are going to be bottom dwellers next year. I don't know how successful Ben will be in a Canada-run offense. That's what we're going to talk about. That's why the show is called Could the Steelers Be Repeating History? And that's with the moves that they're making. We're going to talk about Matt Canada, the relieving of duties of Randy Feitner, and we're going to be talking about all those things. But I want to get back to the playoff games. And how do you feel that the Steelers would have fared in these playoff games, Tony? If we look at, you know, I'm looking at this objectively. When I'm watching the Buffalo game, I'm realizing that if there's no pick six, Baltimore very well wins that ball game. They very well could have won that ball game. So do you think that pick six in that game was, I mean, you know, that's a 14-point swing actually in that situation, because it looked like the Ravens were on their way to a touchdown. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I agree. As far as how the Steelers would have fared, if you remember the Monday night, it was Sunday night. The Sunday night game late in the season, that game was Pittsburgh had control of the game until Ben threw a pick six, and that seemed to turn the tide, to change momentum, and Pittsburgh never quite got it back. So, you know, I think had they gotten past the Browns, that's a big if, the way that game unfolded, I think they could have gave the Bills a really good game and maybe even squeaked out a victory.
Yeah, Steelers Pittsburgh says Buffalo only rushed for like 50 yards. Yeah, I understand that too. You never know what Steelers team would have showed up if they would have pulled out that game against Cleveland, maybe they're riding an emotional high. They didn't exactly do that. They really didn't do that after the emotional high of coming back against Indianapolis. So the Steelers are probably where they belong. I know it's hard to say that they would have went to the Super Bowl. They would have given the Chiefs a game, but it's interesting that the Browns gave the Chiefs a game. But did they only give the Chiefs a game because Patrick Mahomes was in the blue tent?
Yeah. Here's how much I thought the Chiefs had the game in the bag. Once they had the interception early in the third quarter and had it first and goal, I think, I changed the channel and started watching Wayne's World. I'm not even kidding. I was like, all right, this game's over. And then I was shocked to see that Mahomes was out and Chad Henne was in. So I turned the game back on. So I think that if Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have gotten hurt, I think they would have blew them right out of the stadium.
Okay, here's the main question. How do you think Tia Carrere holds up 28 years later?
I haven't seen her lately. I usually Wikipedia stuff like that when I'm watching an old movie. I think about that. I should have looked her up. I don't know what she looks like today.
There you go. I love it. You're watching Wayne's World. Awesome. So, you know, really, you know, the way the Steelers were going down the stretch, I don't really think that they would have beaten Buffalo. They're probably exactly where they belong based on what happened in the last 5 weeks of the regular season. But so the Steelers have recognized that they've made changes. They have four openings and actually three, but as was just brought up on the live chat, some are saying that that Matt Canada has not officially been named. David says that Steelers haven't made the Matt Canada hiring official yet. They haven't, but most of the time when that news comes out, it's usually going to be official. I mean, I did not see that. I assumed it was official, but that could make sense, but that might be something that they're waiting to do on Tuesday. I don't know, Tony, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much official. When stuff like that gets leaked, it's almost always 100% accurate. So if that even makes any sense, what I just said, it's almost always accurate when stuff like that gets leaked. I mean, it's been a poorly kept secret all season that he would succeed Fichtner if Fichtner left. So I think he's going to be the guy. It's just a matter of them officially. It's just a matter of them making it official.
Okay, so I'm looking at the live chat here. I've already seen some criticism. How would they fare in Buffalo? 2 question marks. Maybe show up for the Browns first. 2 question marks. Hey, look, you know, this is a what if. I also said that they probably are where they belong, based at home on the couch after that first loss. Yeah, they could have showed up better against the Browns. They didn't. This is a what if scenario. We do a lot of what ifs here. So I'm just telling you that straight out. So, you know, save those comments because, you know, look, that's what we do. I told you it was going to be a different style, and this is a different style of show. If you want talking heads that are just going to tell you the straight up news, you're not getting it here. What we do a lot of different stuff. We think outside of not even the box, we think outside of the bun. We're like Taco Bell.
Right.
Remember that commercial, Tony?
I do. I remember that commercial. It's a pretty good reference. It's just a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Relax, live chat. It's a hypothetical. It's like saying, hey, let's bring in Deshaun Watson. You guys don't mind saying that, but we're not allowed to talk about what would happen if they played the Bills. What's more realistic, them beating the Bills or trading for Deshaun Watson? I'll tell you, it's the first one. Sorry for that rant.
I got Tony riled up. Yeah. We've got a lot of people fired up here today. So I'm reading the live chat and I really shouldn't be doing that because, you know, I don't multitask. Well, everybody knows that. So Tony, let's go ahead and look at the potential hiring, or it looks like it's not official, but it seems official. And Mark's jumping and saying he trades for Deshaun. I just don't. You realize that if you're going to get rid of Ben in a salary cap, bringing in a guy like that with the salary cap, I mean, it's probably not feasible. You're not going to have a lot of players now that you're going to have. Right. But anyways, so let's go ahead and look at this hiring, Tony. What was your knee-jerk reaction when Randy Feitner was not renewed, along with Sean Surratt and along with Tom Bradley, and also the retirement of tight ends coach John Mitchell?
It's just life in the NFL when you don't win. They didn't make the playoffs for 2 years in a row with Feitner as the coordinator, and they went one and done in his third year with Ben back. And you know, I was kind of a supporter of Feitner, but I know how this goes. I mean, they had to make a change. The way that offense doubled down the stretch, and we said all off season and early in the season that they were going to go as far as Ben and the offense could take them, even though they have a great defense. And for that offense to fail the way it did over the last 6, 7, 8 games into the playoffs, it was time for a change.
And I just put on the live chat, I made a mistake there. I realized as soon as I said it, not John Mitchell. I was talking about James Daniel. So my apologies there. But anyways, you know what? Gosh, I get what everybody's saying that, you know, you're going in-house. This is a completely different system, that Ben's not going to be able to handle the system. You're kind of in a position where you don't hire who Ben wants. You don't really even consult him in this situation. You just go where you want to go. And when I found out that Feitner was gone and I saw that Miami was interviewing one Matt Canada, I'm thinking, well, we're going to find out how much the Steelers really want this guy.
Right.
And obviously if they're going to go ahead, because my thing on Fact or Fiction the other day too, Tony, was I was saying, look, you're not going to see the Steelers make a move quickly at this to fill this spot unless there's one guy that they want, and that's Matt Canada. And that's why they did it. So apparently that's what they want to do. They want to go ahead and get Matt Canada. What are your thoughts as far as that? Do you feel that Ben Roethlisberger, who announced that he's coming back for one more year, could work in this situation?
I think it could work, but it's going to have to be a marriage of philosophies, I think, between Canada and Ben. At the age of 39, it's not like it was in 2012 when they brought in Todd Haley and said, all right, tweak your game, and they totally changed Ben's game. You can't do that now, I don't think. I mean, yeah, you have to tweak it. You have to make some changes, but you can't ask a 39-year-old quarterback to totally changes spots. So I think it's going to be, Canada, this will be his first time as a offensive coordinator at the professional level. I know he has a lot of experience at the college level. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think, you know, we saw early in the year the kind of things that Canada brought to the table with the motion offense and everything. So it'll be interesting to see how they can kind of blend philosophies. Cause I think you have to do it at this stage. You can't ask Ben to come back for one more year and then totally learn a new system. It's I don't think it's realistic, but I think it could work if they're willing to work together.
Yeah, it could. We don't really know how much influence Matt Canada had in 2020. We really don't know officially, because Randy, when things were going well, Randy would say, "Hey, it was me." When Ben was drawing up plays in the dirt in Dallas and against Indianapolis, Randy was like, "Hey, it's me." Ben's like, "No, I was doing it." The wide receivers were saying, "No, Ben was doing it." We don't know exactly what the influence of Matt Canada was. Could have there been a lot of influence? Maybe not, because there was not much of a – there was really no preseason as far as games go, and there was not a situation where they could go ahead and get a lot of that influence in camp. So you might see a whole lot more. And actually, they probably have even more of a Zoom culture now, where they can do a lot of meetings. You saw how well the Cleveland Browns did with Zoom meetings when they couldn't.
Right. Right.
You know, Dave Schofield actually thought that was going to be a benefit for the Cleveland Browns, and it turned out not hurting them. Because right. When you're studying more tape, you're doing so much more when you're on the computer and you're not in practice. So that's something to look at there. So the question is that I'm going to have for everybody is this. Is this just a rental year for Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, is this a lame duck year for Ben Roethlisberger? Is this his last year? So that's my first question. My second question is, are the Steelers repeating history by going straight to their quarterback's coach instead of looking for a change in going outside of the organization? So that's what I'm going to ask, and we're going to do that when we come back after a break here on the Steelers Hangover. If you are on YouTube or Facebook, just stick around. Stretch real quick, and we will be right back in about 5 seconds. If you're checking us out on any of our family of podcasts, where you download your favorite podcast, just go ahead over, click on Hangover Number 2, and we'll be right back with you.